Time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And the man of the day, the man of the hour here at Fenway Park has apparently been talking to the media, Roman Anthony.
The Empire.
Who I think has agreed to a 8-year, $130 million contract. Alex Cora didn't really want to add anything to the reports that were out there. So Stiz, I know it was just happening fast, not sure exactly what you got, but play me some Roman Anthony audio fresh off his contract.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, back in the spring, I hadn't had any experience playing here yet. Didn't really know what to expect yet. And so for me, it was just more of wanting to be here and getting a feel for the everyday lifestyle here. But at the same time, knowing that, again, I came up through this org and always wanted to be here and always knew how great this city was and how passionate the city was. And then, you know, when I got to experience it and like Brez mentioned, you know, only being 150 at bats in, you know, I can tell this is where I want to be, and there's no doubt.
Stiz, can you pause this real quick? That's eye opening right there. 150 at bats in. So he got $1 million per at bat.
Yep.
Basically. Pretty much. $130 million contract with escalators to 230. $150.
All they need. It's small.
And I know Christian
size.
Campbell, you know, got his before the year, but it was a smaller contract,
yeah.
$64 million.
And that's because he, you know, took it so he could make the roster. Like, absolutely. There's a bunch of strange scenarios that came around from that one.
All right, roll it, Stiz.
There are a number of escalators in this deal that will enhance the value based on how well you form. How much of that was you being driven to kind of bet on yourself and your future performance?
Yeah, you know, for me as a player and as a competitor, I believe in myself every single day, and you know, I don't know what the future holds, but I believe that, you know, I will be the best version of myself every single day. So for me, like I said, it was a deal that was obviously more than enough for me and for my family and in a place that I want to be, and those escalators just give me a chance to continue to grind every day and help this team win and be the best version of myself that I can be each and every day.
There are quite a few of you guys under contract through 2030 and beyond. When you think about that core, what do you envision the group accomplishing in your time together?
Yeah, it's a special group. You know, I try not to look too far into the future, but and we're having a lot of fun playing good baseball right now. So just trying to stay present as best as possible. But it's super exciting when you talk about how young we are and the mix that we have of the great veteran guys that we have. So there's a lot to be excited about, and I'm excited. And knowing that in this process was a big reason as to why, you know, I wanted to stay here and be with those guys and grow with those guys. So it's super exciting.
Such a key piece of this team so quickly. It's only been not even 2 months. Have you been surprised with how seamlessly that this has kind of taken off for you in the early part of your career?
No, I mean, it's hard to say I was surprised. Like I said, I believe in myself in every way, but I think I got to give credit to the staff that we have here, the people we have here, my teammates. They made this process so much easier, and they make my life a whole lot easier coming to the field every day and you know, hanging out with these guys and just having fun and looking forward to come to the field every day. It makes my life a whole lot easier, and it makes, you know, taking the field a whole lot easier when I'm taking it with guys who I just consider my best friends.
Roman, they invested in you, but you also invested in them. Based on your time in the organization, you know, what made you feel like that was the right move for you?
Yeah, I think just going back to when I was an 18-year-old kid who was freshly drafted and going through that process in high school, you know, meeting so many great individuals who still have a, you know, a great impact on my life today, and so many of my teammates and guys that I came up with. You know, I think coming up through this org obviously was a big decision in, as to why I wanted to stay here and continue to see these similar faces for the next, you know, 9 years. And I think, you know, that was such a big part of the reason as to why, you know, I wanted to just continue to do this and continue to show up and be with the same people every day is coming up through the minors and coming up through such a great org and being in such an amazing city. I couldn't think of anywhere else I'd want to be.
That's nowhere else. Face of the franchise right there, Andrew.
That's face your of the franchise. Face, voice. even-keeled nature of the franchise, he's definitely got a little bit of, like, flatline in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean that in a bad way.
Him and Crochet both have it, which is why they're respectively perfect for what they're doing, they're doing.
He does not sound 21. He's a very composed, mature young man.
Also, doesn't sound like he's 21 and just signed a $130 million contract that could go up
another
100 million.
See, nothing gets to him. Like, the kid is unflappable.
We'll see.